Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Evo. Look at the tech side of life, and I want to share something with you. And it's a couple of new apps that I've discovered, and it's just such a cool apps that I want you to take joy in my discoveries. All right, so the first one is, I don't know how to pronounce this. I think it's called Ever And. So I'm going to spell it to you. That's E-V-E-R-A-N-D, Ever And. Right, so what is Ever And? Now, if you know me, I am an absolute lover of reading of books. I just love reading. I love fictional books. I love any books. I love reading. Wherever I am, I just like to take some time and sit quietly, read my book. So, what's happening in Ever And is you pay a subscription fee and you can download ebooks. What's cool about them is you can actually download Afrikaans books. I don't know if there's other African books on there as well, but I've downloaded Afrikaans book and I just love reading it, right? So it's available on my iPhone and on my iPad. What's also cool is it loads the stuff on the cloud. So I read on my iPad, go to bed, wake up in the middle of the night, decide like, hey, what? Let's read a couple of pages more. Immediately take my iPhone, opens up to where I stopped on the iPad. I know this is old-fashioned. I know it's been around. I've just discovered this app now. And the fact that I can pay a small fee per month, I promise you it's less than what it would cost you to purchase a book, obviously. Get this app and you can check it out. You can actually use this app to read the books. Why do I want you to do that? Because I want you to read. It is something that we don't use anymore. It's the ability it's the ability to spell properly. It's the ability to have the theater of your mind open. It's the ability to be imaginative and creative and see spaces and experience different things. What I don't want you to do is a new trend that I see that's happening is people saying, I've read hundreds of books this past week. And what they actually do is they type in the title of the book into ChatGPT and say, give me the synopsis of this book. ChatGPT then gives the synopsis and that person thinks, I've read the book. That is not the same thing. Please don't fall into that pitfall. Please don't fall into that trap. That is not what I want you to do. What I want you to do, what I want you to experience is the joy of having a book. The joy of realizing you're in the middle and that absolute, I don't know if you're anything like me, that sorrowful part that you realize, this book is almost over. I'm excited to see the end of the story, but I don't want to be filled with anxiety and dread to discover what I am reading next. Read a book. Now people are going to tell me like, what? It's so much easier just to read the actual book. I get that. I know that it is easier to read the actual book, but I feel I'm doing my part for society and for the beautiful planet that we're living in. By doing ebooks, I'm not getting printed books, no wood are being chopped down, nothing like that. So get yourself an ebook reader. And you know what's also the great thing? Wherever I've got my phone, I've at all stages have about 5 books available that I can read. It takes no space in my house, takes no space on my bookshelf. And the second one that I want you to do, but this is a bit more expensive, is get Audible. Why do I want you to get Audible? I want you, for the exact same reason, to use your other senses in books. Get someone or get a book that someone is reading to you and you will experience it. I've noticed it has the same experience as reading, the same perceptions in your mind. You still need to formulate everything. You need to formulate this picture that this person is explaining to you, and your picture by listening to the book and my picture by listening to the book is not the same picture. That's the absolute beauty of imagination and creative thinking. And the way that I always cheat myself, or the way that I always feel better about myself by listening to books on Audible, is by saying, hey, if I use Ever And, I'm merely looking at my phone. When I am using Audible, I'm merely listening to my phone. It's the same thing. One is looking, one is listening. That's it from my side for Tech Side of Things. Get into reading, people. It's a lost art, unfortunately. The first app Ever and the second app that I want you to get is Audible.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.